are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know. Listen, I'm just as confused as you are. Don't look to me for answers. I don't know what the hell is going on with insurance now. And this isn't funny. Okay, don't be accusing anybody of gloating or enjoying this at all. I'm not enjoying one bit of this. None of us are. And I mean, remember, an Obamacare failure is just as much of a tragedy and a screw up to our healthcare system as an Obamacare going forward. So this is not a time to rejoice. This is a time to try to figure out what the hell is going on and where to go from here with our health insurance. So we're going to be definitely talking about that. We're also going to be talking about a variety of medical news that has come up, kind of interesting stuff. Like, for example, you know, these kids that don't want to eat the vegetables. And this seems to kind of be something that's pervaded for a long time. Kids don't want to eat vegetables. Well, some researchers think that this may be some evolutionary thing where instinctively kids don't want to eat poisonous plants. So you stick a green, stalky type thing with tree-looking stuff in it, at it, it may not want to eat because instinctively many plants are poisonous. So that's pretty cool. Then we got some rumors that Michael Phelps may be returning to the pool. I know, it's cold outside. Not sure why. All right. Then we have, oh, darn, I lost the article I was going to talk about. Oh, come on. Oh, Thanksgiving dinner getting cheaper, gas getting cheaper, flights going up. Pretty important to talk about, all right, as we plan our holiday coming up. Next week is not Thanksgiving, but the weekend after. Is that it? Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. And then to cut stroke risk, we need our men walking, all right? We found that men walking more and more could cut their stroke risk. But for men and women also, it's not so much how fast you walk, but it's how long you walk. Okay? You got to walk the walk, people. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. First, I need to congratulate a new affiliate out there who's tuning into the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1350 WZGM from Asheville, North Carolina. Welcome, Asheville, North Carolina, to the Dr. Dahlia Show on this live coast-to-coast broadcast. Everybody else who is not from Asheville, North Carolina, you better be nice. Every time we have a new affiliate, what do? We be nice. We say welcome. All right? None of this protective territorial crap, okay? There's enough of Dr. Dahlia, right, to go around. All right? So welcome, North Carolina. Now, by the way, I am going to do something that's pretty groundbreaking for me. I'm going to be doing my first all-Spanish interview where I'm going to be solo hablando español for total el interview. No sabe la palabra de interview. Okay, so I'm going to be speaking all Spanish in an interview, even though I'm not 100% fluent in Spanish, on KRLV, 1340 AM in Las Vegas. So for those of you that want to hear me stumble and accidentally insult somebody's mother-in-law because I don't know the right word, this may be very entertaining. I'm going to be doing an all Spanish interview. They said I could throw an English word in if I have to. Answering questions on health care for many of our Latino residents in Las Vegas. So that's going to be kind of fun. And that's going to be at 7:05 to 7:30 with Jesus Marquez on KRLV Las Vegas Radio. I'm very excited about that. That is going to be cool. I am scared. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really scared about answering the questions because I can understand the questions as long as I can manipulate the question. You know, if somebody says something, I'll answer it the way I want to answer it, even though if I'm not answering the question, just because those are the only words I know. You know, remember in Spanish we learned, you know, la biblioteca. Right? The library words. So if I could talk about an aeropuerto, an airport, and the biblioteca, the library, I could sound very fluent. Okay? I'm also bringing with me menu items from one of my favorite Mexican restaurants. So I could say, ah, oh, sí, Obamacare no es bueno, arroz con pollo. You know, I love arroz con pollo. But yeah, see, I understand people that speak Spanish won't like it. But for those of you that don't speak Spanish, you're going to really dig the whole Latina flavor I'm going to be giving off. So I'm pretty excited about that. Okay, I love arroz con pollo. One of my favorite Mexican restaurants, there's a Mexican restaurant in Las Vegas called Lindo Michoacan, I think, up on West Flamingo. Oh, my gosh, that place is so yummy. Oh, my gosh. I'll lick the floor. That food is so damn good. If it drops and falls off my plate, it is yummy eats. Yummy eats. But I love Mexican food. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We're going to be talking about Obamacare. All right, so let's get right to it. I also want to hear from you, your questions, your concerns, your comments. What are you noticing is happening and where you're going from here at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we heard that close to 5 million people were getting cancellation letters from their insurance, of course, it prompted a lot of criticism over Obama's plan on you could keep your insurance, period. Remember he used punctuation mark? I really want to know what the teleprompter said. Did it actually give a period, or did it actually say the word period on there? But remember he said, if you have health insurance, you could keep your health insurance. And then I think he said period. Unless he was telling us, for those of us on our periods, we can still keep our health insurance. I don't know. Maybe he didn't want those of us on our periods freaking out. But anyway, and by the way, all right, men freak out even more than women on their periods, so you got to cut it some slack. And so, of course, it was very, very concerning because you lose your insurance. Now you go on to the Obamacare exchange. You're finding that these $5,500 deductibles, $6,500 deductibles aren't really very conducive or really practical for you, especially one plan I looked up, which used to be one of the cheapest plans in Nevada. I'm looking at, for no deductible, $970 a month. $970 a month. That's a very, very fancy mortgage apartment. I mean, and what that's a lot of money. We're talking 12 grand a year for health insurance. All right. And so not very happy with that. Now, I live in Nevada. There's a website. CNN has an interactive website to let you know how many people have already signed up for Obamacare. I'm getting a number here that now it's 1,200 people have signed up in Nevada. What does this mean? What does it mean with Obama allowing you to extend your health insurance? Does that mean your prices are going to go up with your current health insurance? So we're going to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Nathan, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so while this confusion is going on back and forth with Obamacare, you and I are sitting there going, what the hell are we supposed to do? Should I get my pap smear now? Should I get it later? Do I say or do I go? You know, we're just kind of figuring out what should we be doing. I think many of us have already logged onto the site. Okay. I think overall the site is doing as good as any other site, to be honest. I mean, I never have a problem with Walmart's site, Amazon's site. I usually do really, really well. But, I mean, I got to admit, I got a lot of issues with Facebook. I have a lot of problems with the Facebook site. So I've never been really that critical of the Obamacare website. I'm more worried about the content than anything because I'm noticing a lot of the plans offered have real bad deductibles. I mean, really, really bad. And then after the deductible, they only pay 50% and you have to come out of the other 50%. So, you know, looking at the costs, I'm more concerned about the content. I'm scared of computers. Computers have always been kind of the evil to me because I was very comfortable with the whole paper and pencil and typing and, you know, word processing. And then all of a sudden you got to do everything by computer and I'm a little intimidated by them. So I'm not really that worried about, you know, whether the website has glitches or not. I am extremely worried about the privacy issues. I'm extremely worried about that. But if you could find, if you don't want to go through the Obamacare Health Insurance Exchange, you can just go to your insurer. All right? But the big deal is we have an economy that is one-sixth dependent on our healthcare system. And so if our healthcare system is now going to be teeter-tottering on this Obamacare fulcrum, I just made that up. Does that make any sense, architect people out there? Yeah, see, that's pretty good. Yeah, I just made that up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On this Obamacare fulcrum, and the Obamacare fulcrum is having its own share of disasters and issues because people can't sign up. We could then possibly have a huge, huge economic disaster, even more so than we've been trying to fight our way out of currently with this. Now, we talked about this one website that lets you see state by state how many people have signed up or enrolled for the Obamacare Exchange. Alaska is up to 53. Arizona is up to 739. California, they say, is up to 35,000. New York, up to 16,000. Nevada, 1,200. Now, these Obamacare exchange sites, they don't want that many of us signing up that need the freebies or the, what's it called when they give you money to help pay your premiums? The subsidies, okay? They don't want a bunch of us signing up who need subsidies. They are hoping that you and I that may not possibly qualify for the subsidies will be the bulk of the people signing up for these, because the more money that goes into the system, the more money this could can keep this buoyant. And so if I don't spend the $700 a month for the $5,600 deductible plan, and I decide to say to hell with that, I'll just go and take the tax or the penalty, that kind of screws things up for the system. So not a lot of people signing up was kind of disastrous, but that was disastrous for maybe Obamacare. Where we started to really, really get hurt was when we started to get canceled by our own policy. You know, I mean, you know, many of us were kind of sitting there. We logged on to the website. We were successfully able to log on. We were able to see the plans out there. We're like, oh, well, that's way expensive. To hell with that. I'm just going to stick with what I have, thinking that whatever Obama promised is good. Well, no. Okay, I think we learned a lesson. So now I find out, well, my health insurance doesn't cover maternity. So if it doesn't cover maternity, it doesn't cover one of the 10 essential needs of the health insurance: pediatric dental care, substance abuse, maternity, etc. So if I don't want any of that, it doesn't matter. I lose my plan. Now, President Obama a couple days ago had come forward and said, look, guys, all right, I'm going to make this happen. I apologize. If you can keep your plan. All right. Now, that may be all fine and dandy, but then the next question is, whoa, hold on a second. Okay. All right. How is that going to be enacted? Well, the Republicans had already gotten to work, and they passed the Upton bill. Okay. Representative Fred Upton, Republican from Michigan, all right, had introduced a bill that would allow health insurers to continue selling plans that were canceled under Obamacare through 2014. Okay, so it only really gives us a year. House voted 261 to 157. 39 Democrats voted in favor of this. Why? Because now everybody's, you know, scrambling for their political behinds. But where I get a little upset about what's going on here is when President Obama came out, I believe it was Thursday, saying, look, you can keep your plan for one more year, which would have been, what, November 15th? 2014 gives you just enough cushion after the next midterm elections. Makes you wonder, did somebody sit there and go, how could we help Joe Smith and Jane Doe? No. I mean, the fact that they came up with the 1 year, I mean, is it that obvious? Please. All right, fine. Okay, so what he did is he hopefully protected his Democratic colleagues for the next election. I am sick and tired of politicians only worrying about themselves. Why can't we do anything for the greater good? Now, I get this. If he says insurers can just still insure you without following the Obamacare rules, making sure everybody pays for maternity and make sure everybody has, we're slowly going into a socialized system. If he says insurers don't have to do that and takes a back step on that, that screws up the whole Obamacare presence. Because there is no way many of us healthier folks are going to pay a higher premium on the Obamacare exchange if we could get the other premium. But insurers know this. So the next big phase and big wave that's to come is that the current insurance that we're able to extend until the November midterm elections, is that going to be the same price that we pay? Now, I was told that the prices are supposed to already be set such that they can't up the price all of a sudden before January 1. But I just don't know if that's 100% the case. I can't promise that to you. Because think about it. If my plan that I'm getting kicked off of is going to no longer exist, then there's no price that exists for another year, which means they're going to have to come up and set a price. And my guess is they also want us to go to this Obamacare exchange because they just spent 3 years trying to enact this. So we may be looking at $700 to $900 a month depending on which deductible we want. We can't afford that. I'm sorry. Okay? I have staff to pay. We got Christmas coming up. I want to give bonuses. I mean, I got staff to worry about. I can't be worrying about my health insurance. I got a business to run. I got to worry about patients who aren't paying their bills and then how to keep my bills paid. I don't want to be thinking about myself. I don't want to be worrying about myself or my health insurance. So hence, for the next 6 weeks, I am going to get every single orifice of mine looked at. I'm going to get my dental, my colonoscope, an EGD, a cystoscopy. I'll just do every flipping thing in the book I need because I'm probably not going to be able to take the health insurance. This really blows. Now, what's happening with insurers? Well, the CEOs of the major insurers like Cigna, Aetna, Humana, they met with President Obama on Friday. But they left without talking to reporters. This is being reported by USA Today. So we don't really know what's going on. Apparently, insurance commissioners for Vermont, Georgia, Washington State said they are not going to allow reinstatement of canceled policy. So whatever President Obama had said on Thursday, they're not going to honor. Okay, they are moving forward. They say we've been advising our members to tell clients to sit back and wait as developments unfold over the next few days. This is according to Jessica Waltham, Senior Vice President of Government Relations at the National Association of Health Underwriters, which represents insurance agents. Now, this watch and wait is the same thing we're being told. We were being told to watch and wait with the recession and the economy. We're being told to watch and wait when it comes to mammograms and prostate and having prostate cancer, watch and wait. Now we're being told with our health insurance to watch and wait. I don't think we can. Okay, this watch and wait could be deadly for some. So if you're thinking that there's a very good chance you will not be able to afford the health insurance come January, you may need to have a sit down with your doctor and figure out what the hell you need to get done and get done now. Okay, I don't like watching and waiting. I like preparing for the future. This is about preparation. Now, the insurance companies were thrown under the bus. Some of you applauded when Obama did that. Some of you said, hold the phone here, all right, because, you know, they were told to comply with the law. And then Obama basically said, all right, fine. You know what? Fine. Keep your plan until the next election, midterms. And so now the insurers are thrown under the bus. How are they going to respond? How are they going to now act? And I think the insurers are going to take it out on you and I. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can.
Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this is pretty cool. Maybe the reason why kids don't like the vegetables is because instinctively they know that certain plants could be poisonous. Do you guys buy that at all? Alright, well apparently there's a study that was based on a simple experiment that involved placing a plant, whether it's basil or parsley, an artificial plant or a fabricated object in front of a baby, while the child sat on its mother's lap. Now no other stimuli were presented in the room to distract the baby. Researchers found that it took about 5 seconds longer on average for the babies to reach out and touch the plants or artificial plants than it took them to grab any other object. Questionnaires were also given to the baby's parents about how often their children were exposed to plants and how often the babies might bear witness to plants being safely handled. It turned out that a baby's familiarity, being reported by MNN.com, baby's familiarity with plants did not seem to affect reaction time. In fact, the babies who commonly witnessed their parents handling plants were actually more averse to touching them. All right? Now, you know, think about it, okay? You know, when my kids were running around, not running around, but crawling around the place and rolling around the place and giggling and stumbling and waddling all over the place, and once they got to a plant, I'd always yell at them, don't eat, right? Okay, now they're saying it didn't matter whether the parents would yell at the kids or not, but I would always say, I mean, I don't think don't eat, would say no eat. For some reason, you know, when you're, it doesn't matter how many years of schooling, right, having a doctorate, when it comes to babies or dogs, right, a lot of times we just don't like to use proper grammar, and we think that our animals will understand English better if we do monosyllabic type words. Right? And I'll tell that to the cats, too. Like, the cats will try to eat. Like, I was working with the pencil. One cat tried to eat the pencil, eat the eraser. I said, no eat. No eat. And she stopped. But if I say, please don't try to imbibe and swallow and possibly aspirate a pencil eraser, they don't get that. So it's all no eat. And I do that with the kids, too. No eat. You know, why you eat, you're not supposed to eat, no eat. And I would do that all the time. My husband was like, you know, we may want to teach a proper grammar, okay? Throw a verb into it. Throw a pronoun. Maybe a period, okay? So I was like, fine. So I think I yelled at my kids to the point that they are scared to death of anything green or leafy. Now, one of my kids overcame that, and he is really into vegetables. I mean, he will ask for a bowl of spinach for his meal, right? Whereas the other son just wants anything brown. He doesn't care. As long as it's brown and fried in his bowl, he's happy. Yeah, I was thinking about maybe doing like an eggplant. The problem is once you fry it, you know. So I got to admit, I mean, I kind of dig this, you know, because think about it. I tried this with my kids, where the very first foods I would introduce to them were the vegetables. And then my son was really like the carrots. He didn't like the green beans. And I don't blame you. Peas, green beans, can you blame these kids? I mean, for crying out loud. But he really dug carrots, but he started to turn orange, kind of a yellowish orange. So we had to cut back because the beta carotene was changing colors. Kind of scary. Don't worry, we checked him for hepatitis. Everything was fine. It just, you know, he just really loved carrots. So I didn't have anything in the house except some pears. So once I made him pears, it was like, la. And then, oh, he only wanted sweet from then on out. And I haven't been able to give him vegetables any time since. The other kid I was a lot smarter with. Okay, I told him pears and all that, that don't exist. That doesn't exist. Yeah, no exist, I told him. And so I let him think that if there was a piece of chocolate, that was an artifact. You know, like I have a little medical museum in my house. I have all these little medical antiques, and I call it the medical museum, even though it only takes up a wall. Okay, so my other son was taught anything chocolatey, anything that said ho-ho or hostess on it, anything that said Coca-Cola, those things were artifacts, and you don't touch because they're not edible in this century. And it worked. It worked until Grandma came. And that kind of messed that up. All right, cool stuff nonetheless. Okay, now, after months of hints and maybe semi-denials, we have heard that Michael Phelps, okay, right, Olympian in swimming, really tall guy, long arms, big back, right, because he's a swimmer. I mean, he has got the perfect build for swimming, doesn't he? You know, you could have phenomenal swimmers, but if they aren't built like Michael Phelps, they're already a couple feet length. How do they do it? Length, body lengths? Body lengths behind. Anyway, apparently he has done his drug testing, or he has entered the drug testing pool for international competition. I don't know if he spent all his money. I mean, that's got to be hard to retire early, right? Especially in this recession. You have no idea. All right, is he going to be in the 2016 Rio Olympics? I don't know, but I mean, don't they get a free trip to Rio? I mean, I would do that. I mean, if you got a free trip to Rio, and I was maybe thinking about, you know, retiring, and everybody wanted to see me in the pool, I'd go into the pool. I wouldn't pee in the pool, like Lofty did, right? But I would probably jump into the pool, swim around, and then, you know, oh, I didn't win. I mean, now, you know what? For America, I would try my hardest, okay? But if I didn't make it, I would say, no big deal, I'm in Rio. All right, so I guess they said this is the strongest signal yet that his retirement may not last much longer because he has rejoined the U.S. drug testing program, which is a necessary step for any athlete hoping to compete in an Olympic sport. Now, I know some of you had told me that he's into golfing and that Michael Phelps can golf. With his long arms, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, swinging what do you swing with a club? Yeah. So, who knows? Maybe he's going to go into golf. You think? But if not, he's going to swim. See, here's the thing, you know, the quit while you're ahead, type of thing. I mean, should he quit while he's ahead, or does it not matter? You know, think about it. You know, remember his very first day with the Olympics in 2014? Or was it 2012? I mean, he had some trouble. I know, 2014's not there yet. I know. Remember he was having some difficulty? We were like, uh-oh, maybe he shouldn't have done this. And then all of a sudden he kicked major butt. All right, and he won all these extra gold medals, and we're like, okay, now he should quit. He should quit while he's ahead. Maybe not. I mean, think about it. If you're going to make millions of dollars, does it really, really matter if you came in bronze? Does it? I mean, think about it. I mean, this is easy work. This is easy work. I mean, a lot of you guys still don't have jobs. If the Olympics is offering you a position and then possibly later endorsements, you know, who cares if your very last medal was a gold? Okay? Just go and do it again. Who knows? Maybe you'll get another gold. I think it's smart. I think it's really smart. Why not? Now, I think he's in his 30s. I don't know how old he is, but I guess retirement age. Wait a second. He's only 28 years old? I thought Michael Phelps was already in his 30s. All right. Maybe Lochte or whatever it is. Okay. Anyway, Loki. All right, so that's Michael Phelps' scoop. Sexiest man alive, Adam Levine, has won and is going to be named the People's Magazine. I'm not too sure if there's going to be any female sexiest woman alive. I really should submit my name. My guess is I'm probably going to be... Jennifer Aniston usually wins one of those, but she and I are the same age. How come she could be the sexiest one alive? Now, some of you have also asked, will I ever be Surgeon General? I don't think so. From what we understand, an Obamacare advocate is now poised to become the next U.S. Surgeon General, according to Fox News. Apparently, Vivek Halagiri-Murthy, president of Doctors for America, will succeed Rear Admiral Boris Lushniak, who has been acting Surgeon General and overseeing public health endeavors around the country. Doctors for America is a group of 15,000 physicians and medical students. They rallied behind Obamacare. They were in marches. They filed an amicus brief in the Supreme Court on the law. All right. Yeah. And so Murthy received his Doctor of Medicine and a Master of Business Administration from Yale. Ooh. And completed undergraduate studies at Harvard. Is an attending physician and instructor at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Harvard. Well, he's definitely got the resume. He found a couple tech companies, Trial Networks, and Epernicus LLC. Well, you know what? I found the Dr. Dahlia Show. Why can't I be Surgeon General? And I've done surgery. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget, we also have an iPhone app and an Android app. Please make sure you download those for free. Paul from Las Vegas writes, Doctor, I'm on 4 blood pressure medications and my blood pressure is 160 over 98. What do I need to do to lower my blood pressure? That's easy. Take a 5th medicine. Now, you know, you guys are real sweet to write. I don't mean to make light. That's some serious stuff. Okay, so doing that to my patients, but I got to be nicer to you guys. Yeah, my patients are stuck with me because they signed the paperwork. Okay, so if you're on four blood pressure medicines and your blood pressure is still high, I'm assuming you don't want to take a fifth. I'm sorry. That's not nice. Listen, if you guys don't buy pharmaceuticals, right? Right, the whole economy tanks, okay? We need our pharmaceuticals being taken. I agree with you. This is serious. I mean, you're on four medications. And my assumption is you don't list the medications, and I'd love for you to call, if you can, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But my assumption is if you're on four medications, you're probably on beta blocker, you're probably on an ACE inhibitor, you're probably on a water pill, you're probably on a calcium channel blocker, so I doubt you'd be put on a fifth. So whenever I have somebody that I inherit that'll come into my practice and it's like that, it's on four, and it's very easy. You could be on a Losartan, you could be on a hydrochlorothiazide, you could be on a Norvasc, and you could be on a metoprolol. I see this all the time. And I have to admit, I've had some patients that I've been following now for 13 years. They've been with me ever since I opened my practice, where, you know, their blood pressure was doing okay, and then we went up on that medicine, we maxed it, then we had to add a second one, and then we had to add another one, and then maybe they wanted a water pill because their ankles were swelling or something. And so it's very easy to keep adding and adding. Now, what any doctor needs to do is kind of go back into the history of why you were put on four medicines to begin with. If you were put on a calcium channel blocker like amlodipine, Cardizem, Tyzak, etc., and then your ankle swelled, and you said, yeah, I was having some swelling and the doctor had to put me on the water pill, well, then you may be on the water pill not so much for your blood pressure, but because you're having swelling, and that could be from the blood pressure medicine in and of itself. So we kind of, you would need to have somebody kind of go back and see what happened. Next is some of these medicines I notice poop out. Sometimes we just need to mix it up a little bit. So we take one of the medications and then we switch it to something different, whether it's a brand name or generic or a different class. But what if your blood pressure medications are doing exactly what they're supposed to and there's something else triggering your blood pressure spikes? All right, well, what could do that? Well, a thyroid disorder, an adrenal issue, a cortisol issue. Some of you could be walking around with a pheochromocytoma. Yeah, you could be. You could be pheoizing. Right? Some of these pheochromocytomas could be shooting off some hormones that cause blood pressure to spike. You could have a parathyroid issue. I mean, there could be some hormone issues. It could be that some of you are taking Claritin D, let's say, or Zyrtec D, or some sort of antihistamine with Sudafed in it, or some sort of decongestant on a daily basis, which is causing your blood pressure to go up. Some of you guys could be on crystal meth. Check that. If any of you guys are on crystal meth, that may cause your blood pressure to go up. I know, but Walter White, listen, Walter White just made the stuff. He didn't use it. I'm sure his blood pressure was fine. Not sure what that tumor ended up being, but still, he didn't die from it. Then it could also be a sleep apnea. I mean, we're just coming up with different things that could be causing blood pressures to spike. So if you have sleep apnea, I mean, you could be on half a dozen medications. All right? That could cause your blood pressure to consistently be high. There could be a kidney issue. There's a variety of things. You know, I had one person who was on four blood pressure medicines. I inherited him on three. I added the fourth. We still got to get the blood pressure under control. So, you know, he was talking about how he's stressed, and he's stressed about this, he's stressed about that, he's stressed about his blood pressure. So I tried something for anxiety, and I treated him with Zoloft. Yes, another pharmaceutical. And his blood pressure dropped. So then we were able to subtract some of the other blood pressure medicines because the anxiety medicine was handling that blood pressure spike. You know, a lot of you guys don't realize you're doing this, but you're popping anti-inflammatories, you're popping indomethacin, Motrin, ibuprofen, naproxen, and all these anti-inflammatories, and you have no idea that that's screwing with your blood pressure. So I really urge many of you to, when you go and see your doctor, if you don't like the number of medicines you're on, just casually bring it up. Because I got to tell you, I've fallen into that where, you know, somebody's on two or three medications, I got to add a fourth. And then all of a sudden you go, okay, now wait a second. Here I was just walking through the forest, and now I need to kind of step back and look at the forest from the trees. So I know, I tried with that analogy. Cut me some slack. And so, and you know, you could say, you know, look, Dahlia or Dr. I don't know who, Smith, look, I've been on these medicines now for a while. I'm on four of them. What could I do? Most doctors will notice it, though. You know, but some of you, sometimes you're just coming in for a refill and you're doing really, really well. Now, the one thing I notice is sometimes you can add a medication that has so much more bang for the buck that one of these other medications are really doing nothing. Now, we talked about the different types of blood pressure medicines that are out there and how they work, right? Fluid overload, vasoconstriction, angiotensin renin system, heart rate, etc. So if you don't really have a heart rate problem, some of these medications that control your heart rate are not really doing what they need to do. Unless, of course, you've had a heart attack or a risk for a heart attack, then a lot of times they like to put you on those. All right, aspirin. Talk to your doctor about aspirin if you're over 40. That's important, okay? Oh, yeah, did you guys hear about that really, really cool test this week? On my show, we talked about a huge new breakthrough where they could do a PET scan. We can't get excited about it because we don't know if Obamacare will cover it. But they could do a PET scan now to find the artery that's about to have a plaque rupture so that when the doctor needs to go in and decide which artery to cath or which artery to cath or to stent, etc., you could do a CAT scan and it'll find with a radio tracer the vessel that the vessel doesn't blow, but the plaque that's about to rupture. And that is some pretty cool stuff. Why? Because it picks up inflammation. And inflammation leads to heart attack. So that was really, really cool. We talked about that this week. What else did we talk about this week? I had some personal issues. Diabetes kills the person every 6 seconds. We talked about diabetes. We talked about preventing diabetes. We talked about the pharmaceuticals. God bless the pharmaceuticals. But diet, exercise, and how important that is, and how many people are having bariatric surgery to cure diabetes. We also talked about some of the new guidelines. Many of you were confused by the new guidelines when it came to cholesterol, etc., where, does everybody need to be on a statin? Well, some new guidelines came out from the American Heart Association and a variety of other medical groups going, you know, look, maybe diabetics need to be on a statin medication, which they've been talking about for years. A lot of us have our diabetics on statin medications already because a diabetic with high cholesterol is almost a triple threat. So it's like, you know, if you have a cholesterol of 220 and you're diabetic, pretend it's 660. See, I can do my math. So a diabetic with high cholesterol is a lot more serious. So we talked about using statins for that. We talked about Mulligan Stew used to be 4-4-3-2, right, with fruits and vegetables, et cetera. Some of the new guidelines are recommending 4 to 5 fruits a day, plus 4 to 5 vegetables a day, plus 6 whole grains. I believe it was 6 whole grains a day. I don't have it in front of me. If you're going to have low-fat milk a couple times a day, it's got to be really, really, really low-fat for your calcium. You could have a few ounces of chicken or fish. There was no mention of beef. Not one mention of beef, which I was really disappointed. Where's the beef? And then, of course, we were there was issues with sweets. And they said to cut back on our sweets. And they said if you have a BMI over 40, you might want to be considering bariatric surgery. So those are pretty cool. Okay? Yeah, I think it's cool. All right, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Cannot wait to talk to you on our next show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Most of all, be safe and God bless. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church. So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.